Hello everyone, myself Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years into teaching. In our earlier part of industrial relations, we have identified a few sensitive areas wherein we need to focus, or else we will end up with a negative or say very rough industrial relationship between employer and employee, and which will not be very good, you know, for the growth of organization and you know, society as a whole. So here, wherein we have identified these areas, now we here need to implement, you know, practices which will help us to keep our labors, to keep our workforce happy, and at the same time we have a tight control on the organizations to implement such policies which will help the labor also to maintain their dignity and to, you know, have a better standard of living. So here we are talking about labor administration. For the ILO, ILO represents International Labour Organization, which was founded in 1919. So here the basic objective of this organization, International Labour Organization, is in this organization there are various participants, and these participants are say various countries. India is one among them. So here these countries, they come together and, you know, they have a discussion on how to improve the standard of living of the workforce in their own countries. Whereas at the same time, they also discuss on points how the industrial relation in a particular country can be improved. So the benefit is growth of organizations and at the same time growth of society and growth of that nation as well. So basically the primary objective of International Labour Organization is to lay down some standards, you know, below which the conditions are not acceptable for labor specially. So the focus is more on improvement of the conditions of labor in any country. Labor administration is defined as public administration activities in the field of national labor policy. So when we talk about labor administration of any country, so any country, when they want to have you know, a improved workforce, they need to lay down some policies. Now these policies are nothing but, you know, rules which are framed for organizations to follow. Otherwise the employer may evade from or they don't want to, you know, put some extra cost on you know, improving the standard of living of the workers. They may not want it to do willingly or voluntarily, but it is basic requirement or say basic standard which is being recommended by ILO. So they have to design some policies or some rules to have a proper catch hold on such types of organization, wherein they cannot evade from providing such facilities to their employees. Say for example, the minimum level of wages to be paid depending on the type of industry. Now say minimum wages for agriculture is being decided, minimum wages for industry is being decided, number of working hours. So these are some rules which are being framed by you know, in our country by the government, and that has to be followed by certain organizations or industries. Labor administration is defined as public administration. So when I say public administration, here we understand public as employer and employee. A labor administration system covers all public administration bodies responsible for and or engaged in labor administration. So here we need to know what is labor. So labor is any person working in an industry, in agriculture or any primary, secondary or tertiary industry, who is being, you know, remunerated by some wages, salaries, etc. by their employer. Now this employer may be a businessman, entrepreneur, local authority or government. whether they are ministerial departments or public agencies. So whenever any public administration who is particularly looking after labor administration, designing labor policies, which will help to have a better standard of living for laborers, safety for laborers, health conditions of laborers. So this is labor administration, and that may be ministerial in nature or maybe any public agency. Now when I talk about public agency, they are basically, you know, behind improving the conditions of the labor. When I say ministerial, it is being assigned by the ministry, a particular department assigned to look after, say, labor development or improving the skills of labor, etc. Basically, labor administration helps to make decent work a reality. So here we are imagining a workforce or a workplace to be very decent enough to be acceptable by their employees when they come to workplace. It is a major source of information for governments, employers and workers. It is also an active intermediary in the prevention and settlement of labor disputes, as well as informed observer of the societal trends by virtue of its special links with the social partners. Now, when we talk about labor administration, they are, we'll take an example, they are collecting the data from the society. That means what type of labors are required, what type of skills they possess, what type of skills are required in an industry. So if there is any gap, this gap will be reported. And how do we fill this gap? By, say, training. And we have a National Skill Development Corporation now, you know, enforced by the government to tackle the skill gaps. This National Skill Development Corporation is working on filling up these gaps. That means in the market, workforce what are available are not competent enough to work in an industry and to be very efficient. So now this initiative is being taken that it will be trained by this particular corporation. So these gaps are being filled. So somewhere public administration is providing us with this type of information and data. In many countries, labor administration is responsible for an increasing part of public expenditure. So when I talk about public expenditure, what is public expenditure? Whenever we have a budget released in the month of February in India, so finance minister declares some expenditure to be made on public welfare. So major part of this public welfare is for laborers. In some countries, major part of this public expenditure is being allotted to the development of laborers, labor policies, labor benefits. It also ensures through labor inspection that there is fairness and a level playing field for workers and employers. So now here when we have spoken about allotment of funds towards improving conditions of the laborers and workers in the industry, that means we are here to improve their conditions by providing them some welfare, activities, by doing some welfare activities. We are now improving the standard of laborers. But are the organizations or employer equally serious about this or not? Allotting these funds are not going to help. Somewhere implementation of this is also very important. So now to know whether the employee or organization are doing it fairly or not, we have regular checks and inspections. So that is called as labor inspection. The relevant ILO standards related to labor administration. Now these are some standards which are laid down by International Labor Organization, which are some kind of suggestions to every country to implement it. Below this, it is not acceptable for any country to have a healthy workforce. The key ILO standards on labor administration are ILO conventions, the number 150. Now under certain standards, they give certain suggestions. For example, you have a minimum wage rate in a country. So they will give some suggestions to plan this policy, and they are called as conventions. So say for example standard 1, standard 2, standard 3. Under standard 1 you may have several conventions. So you can take these conventions as suggestions to implement that standard in a particular country. The key ILO standards on labor administration are ILO Convention number 150 and its accompanying recommendations of 1978. These standards provide the basic international legal framework for the proper functioning of any labor administration system. So this Convention number 150 is talking about labor administration, and the recommendations mentioned were given in 1978. So your ILO actually mentions a legal framework which every country needs to follow to have a healthy workforce. Now some of them are, you know, compulsory, agreed by all the members of ILO. All the members means all the countries participating in ILO. They are agreed upon and they have to, you know, compulsory follow these standards or conventions in their country. But then some are voluntary in nature because it may not be possible for some countries to really implement them. So they are voluntary in nature. So there are different sets of, say, recommendation passed by ILO. In addition, there are several other relevant instruments such as Labor Inspection Convention. The labor inspection related to agriculture. Now we have different type of inspections. When we talk about industries, they are industry specific, industry related. When we talk about agriculture, it is specifically designed, the inspection, the list of criteria to be inspected are different when we talk about agriculture. Then Labor Statistics Convention. Now statistics is nothing but the information and data. Now say for example, what is the total workforce of India? Say for example, 1000 is the total workforce of India. Then how many are females and how many are males? Now say for example, 40 are females and 60 are males. How many child labor in a country? Okay, so these are different data or information available, and this can be converted into statistics. Now say for example, there are some rules regarding the child labor. So where these rules have come from? These rules have come from statistics. So we come to know which country, you know, is hiring more number of child labor. So we need to have a rule or a strict legal framework wherein this child labor will not be allowed. And the Tri-Party Consultation Convention. Now this particular convention is to settle the disputes arising in the industry, or to have a grievance procedure that we have already discussed in our earlier topics. So this convention talks about or gives suggestions about some consultations. For the ILO, the role of labor inspection is to secure the enforcement of a country's labor laws. Now every country has its own labor laws. Now what are labor laws? Labor laws are say minimum requirements which are being imposed on the employer, or to claim some benefit, what is the eligibility criteria for an employee. So these all are being mentioned in the labor policy. This labor policy or the labor laws focus on say dignity, then standard of living of an worker, safety of a worker, and some health provisions which an employer has to implement in his industry. And whether they are being taken care of or not, we have to have this control mechanism, and that is called as labor inspection. So how we will do inspection, what will be the frequency of inspection, what type of reports will be generated from this inspection is all mentioned in labor inspection. Dealing with such matters as condition of work and the protection of workers' health and safety. Labor inspection is one of the core functions of any system of labor administration. See, when we are talking about administration, administration is a controlling part or a control mechanism through which we will justify to the policies which we have designed for labor. Mere just drafting and framing of legal framework will not work. Implementing the same on a regular basis will give us results. So somewhere this labor administration is helping us to, you know, keep the process go very smooth and in proper flow. It has always been central to the ILO's mandate ever since the organization was founded in 1990. So this means this was the primary objective of ILO, and as we have discussed, it was founded in 1919. The range of topics that labor inspectors generally include. Labor inspectors are appointed for the purpose of labor inspection. That means whether the A, B, C, D labor laws are being implemented in an industry, are the employees able to, you know, take the benefits which are being given in the labor law? Are the employers paying proper wages to their employees, minimum wages to their employees? Are the employers implementing all those health provisions which are being drafted under a legal framework by a country or not? So to check this on a regular interval, we have a labor inspector who is going to do this inspection. The promotion of occupational safety and health. So we here design some rules and regulation in relation to our employee safety and health. Now say for example, in some work processes, females and people under the age of 18 are not allowed to work on such machineries. So that is because of the safety purpose. But then some employers, they ignore this rule passed by or mentioned in the labor law, and they still employ children's working on that particular machinery, or they allow women's to work on that machinery. So labor inspector has to identify whether such rules or regulations are being followed by the employer or organizations or not. Now say regarding the health provision. There are varieties or there are list of provisions under this health provision. Say for example, ventilation. Proper ventilation is required for any employee to work in certain square meters. Drinking water. Then drinking water when there are more number of employees, say more than 250 employees, cold drinking water has to be provided. So is that followed in an industry or not? Washing areas should be different. Washroom should be available. So all these are the basic things, you know, an employer has to provide to their employees. So this all is being checked by the labor inspector under the labor inspection, under the labor administration. The promotion of fundamental labor rights such as freedom of association and non-discrimination. Now, have a right of equality is the right of every employee, you know, engaged in some or the other kind of work in an industry. Whether maybe contractual in nature, maybe he is paid on hourly basis, but this is somewhere right of equality which every individual or every employee has whoever is working in an industry. Now he also has a right to get associated with different type of unions. Now when we talk about trade unions, every employee has that right to, you know, register under a trade union if he wants to. Proper functioning of industrial relation and social dialogue. Now ILO also suggests on a regular basis we should have dialogues. Dialogues means meeting with the representatives of employees to know what all they are expecting from an organization. In carrying out their work, labor inspectors have a direct impact on country's socio-economic development by reconciling workers' protection and safety with productivity and competitiveness. Now here we are relating various terms. Now when a worker is working under a safe environment and a healthy environment, at the same time, he is being able to work more efficiently and productive. So when he is able to work more efficiently and productive, at the same time the results are positive. But in other way, if we see the machineries are not safe, he will always be having that fear in mind while working on that machinery, which of course will not help that employee to work efficiently. The productivity will reduce, the profitability will reduce, and at the same time number of employees that will be employed in future will reduce. So this small thing has a large impact on overall industry as well as on the society. And at the same time, when the circle goes still beyond, it affects the entire development of a nation. So your labor inspector plays a very critical role. If he is negligent about certain things while inspecting, that may lead to major negative impacts. The main challenge for labor administration includes the sometimes limited policy making capacity of labor ministries. Now, here the major challenge, or I can say the issues faced by labor administration, is lack of proper policy designing. Now, most of the time this policy designing is done by labor ministries, the ministers who are responsible to design labor policies regarding their leaves, regarding their working conditions, regarding the remuneration what they will be getting. So these policies plays a major role in labor administration, but sometimes the administration just fails because we do not have proper policies in line. Or maybe the policies are not redesigned as per the situation or as per the market competition. This is often due to a lack of human and financial resources, limited access to reliable data, or inadequate information and technology. Now, why we fail to design, proper or effective policies? So these are the various reasons they have mentioned, that maybe we are not having that human resource. But when we talk about India, India is having abundance of human resource. We stand second largest in terms of population. So we do have, a human resource in place. And we have that strength to, boost up industries which are labor intensive in nature. But then why we fail to design policies? Because we don't have, or the ministries don't have, reliable data. They don't have timely information to design and redesign their policy, or they lack in technology.